From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Today on Jazz Progressions, it's another program paying tribute to the ECM label. From time to time, we've profiled this label on previous editions of the show. ECM, Edition of Contemporary Music, was founded in 1969 by German bassist and producer Manfred Eicher. In the nearly five decades since its inception, ECM has earned a reputation as one of the outstanding progressive jazz, classical, and world music labels in the entire world. We'll listen to some of their pioneering recordings in this hour of the program, starting off with a live recording featuring two English avant-garde jazz performers. Dave Holland, referred to here as David Holland, normally featured on bass, but here featured on cello, along with guitarist Derek Bailey. A session recorded live in concert at the Little Theatre Club in London in January of 1971, and issued as the LP Improvisations for Cello and Guitar, which I think might be an extension of a previous ECM album featuring Dave Holland, Music from Two Basses, where he collaborates with another English musician, Barry Phillips. This is the opening track and all of the A-side of the album. Improvised Piece 3. Thank you.
Thank you.
Recorded live in London in early 1971, the duo David Holland and Derek Bailey improvised piece 3 from the album Improvisations for Cello and Guitar. We'll begin this set of jazz progressions with a track from the second ECM album, fronted by Norwegian guitar great Terje Rypdal. The album What Comes After, released on ECM in 1973, Terje Rypdal featured on guitar and flute, also Erik Njord Larsen, oboe and English horn, two bass players, Barry Phillips and Sveinung Hovensjo, and another ECM veteran, drummer John Christensen. This is Icing. Thank you. a couple of tracks featuring the more electric side of the ECM label. We began with Tyria Ripdal, Icing from What Comes After, released in 1973. And lastly, from 1975, a track from the debut ECM album from Italian trumpeter Enrico Rava, the album The Pilgrim and the Stars. We heard the title track. It's a quartet session with Enrico Rava on trumpet, John Abercrombie, another lifelong ECM artist, on electric guitar. Also, Paula Danielson on bass, and yet again, John Christensen on drums. Mr. Christensen, quite an in-demand drummer for ECM Records back then, and even still to the present day. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. If there is a specific record label or aspect of modern jazz that you'd like me to profile on a future show, drop me a line and I'll see what I can do. If you want more information about Jazz Progressions overall, including detailed program playlists, or if you want to listen to this and previous episodes at your convenience, then you'll want to head over to our website, which is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Look for Jazz Progressions show number 1701. As we continue on, paying tribute to the ECM label and some of their early recordings, we'll listen to a pair of trios in our final set of the hour, beginning with a trio fronted by Swedish pianist Bobo Stenson, and a track from his debut ECM album from 1971, the album Underwear, with Arild Andersson on bass and, once more, John Christensen on drums. This is the title cut, Underwear. That's a track from drummer Paul Motion. Paul is probably best remembered in jazz circles for his relationship with Bill Evans, particularly during the late 50s and early 60s, with the famous piano, bass, and drums trio that Bill led, which also included Scott LaFaro on bass. But Paul Motion was a fixture on ECM Records from the early 70s right through to his passing in 2011. From his second album for the label, with the Paul Motion Trio, from 1978, the album Dance, Paul featured on drums and percussion, David Isenon on bass, and Charles Brackeen on soprano and tenor sax. We heard Waltz Song. Swedish pianist Bobo Stenson before that, in a trio also including Arild Andersen and John Christensen, both from Norway, the title track from their 1971 album, Underwear. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Undoubtedly, we'll be doing another ECM program in the not-too-distant future, so be looking forward to that. In the meantime, I hope you will join me again, when you can, for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.